Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. All have sinned, grace makes us whole. March 16th, 2026. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 3. 2, 3. 2, 4. S-Ohm, truths level us. Other truths lift us. And sometimes, God does both at the same time. Here is a simple illustration. Imagine standing at the edge of the Grand Canyon with a group of friends. One person takes a running start and jumps 5 feet. Another jumps 8 feet. Someone else, feeling confident, jumps 10 feet. Everyone applauds the effort. But when the dust settles, there is one obvious truth. No one made it across. The differences in distance may look impressive for a moment, but they do not change the outcome. Everyone falls short. That illustration helps us understand why the Bible speaks so directly and honestly about sin. The topic can feel heavy or uncomfortable, especially in a culture that prefers encouragement over correction. Yet Scripture does not address sin to shame us. It addresses sin to prepare us for grace. Some truths level us, and this is one of them. But the good news is that God never leaves us leveled. He lifts us through His grace. One of the more common cultural misunderstandings about sin is the belief that humanity can be divided into good people and bad people. In everyday language, this seems reasonable. We compare behaviors, intentions, and outcomes. We say things like, "I'm not perfect, but I'm not as bad as..." This way of thinking assumes that goodness is measured by comparison. As long as someone appears better than another, they feel justified. The Bible confronts this idea directly. Scripture does not measure righteousness by comparison to others, but by comparison to God's holiness. In that light, the category of good enough disappears. A single sin, one failure to love God fully or obey Him completely, is enough to place a person in the category Scripture calls a sinner. Sin is not just about the worst thing someone has done. It is about falling short of God's perfect standard. This truth levels us all. No one stands taller than another before a holy God. This is why Romans 3, 2, 3, 2, 4 is so important. Written by the Apostle Paul in the book of Romans, these verses appear in a carefully reasoned argument explaining humanity's spiritual condition. Paul writes to believers in Rome, both Jewish and Gentile, showing that religious background, moral effort, and good intentions cannot produce righteousness. Everyone stands in the same place of need. Explanation of Romans 3. 2, 3, 2, 4. For all have sinned. Paul begins with a word that leaves no room for exception, all. This includes every category of person, religious and non-religious, moral and immoral, outwardly disciplined and openly broken. No one stands outside this statement. Sin, in Scripture, is not limited to extreme wrongdoing. It includes every failure to love God fully, trust Him completely, or obey Him perfectly. Paul's point is not to single people out, but to place everyone on the same level. This truth humbles human pride and removes the false comfort of comparison, and falls short of the glory of God. To fall short means to miss the intended goal. The image is that of humanity failing to reach the purpose for which it was created. God made people to reflect His glory, to display His holiness, goodness, truth, and love in the world. Sin disrupts that purpose. It distorts the image rather than displaying it clearly. Paul doesn't say humanity lacks value. He is saying humanity fails to live up to God's glorious design and are justified. With this word, Paul shifts from the problem to the solution. Justified is a courtroom term. It does not mean made perfect or proven innocent, but declared righteous. The verdict changes, not because the accused suddenly became worthy, but because someone else acted on their behalf. This word assures believers that their standing with God is secure based on his declaration rather than their performance, by his grace. Think grace explains the reason justification is possible. Grace is God's undeserved favor toward those who cannot earn his approval. Paul makes clear that justification does not flow from effort, morality, or religious success. It flows from God's kindness. Grace means God acts first, freely and lovingly, toward sinners who have nothing to offer in return, as a gift. Paul reinforces grace by calling justification a gift. A gift is not negotiated, earned, or repaid. It is received. This phrase guards the gospel from becoming a transaction. Salvation is God's providing fully what we could never supply ourselves, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Redemption points to cost. In the ancient world, redemption described the price paid to free a slave. Paul uses this image to show that grace is free to the sinner, but costly to the Savior. Christ Jesus paid the price that sin demanded. Freedom, forgiveness, and restoration come through him alone. Memorization and meditation. 1. Read the verse aloud. Slowly read Romans 3:2-4 out loud. Listen to the words and notice how the problem sin is followed immediately by God's solution grace. 2. Write the verse down. Write the verse by hand. Underline the words all, grace, and gift. Let the structure of the sentence guide your understanding. 3. Reflect on the meaning. Ask yourself, where do I tend to compare myself to others instead of trusting God's grace? How does this verse correct that habit? 4. Pray the verse. Father, I confess that I have sinned and fallen short of your glory. Thank you that you justify me by grace, not by my efforts. Help me to rest in the gift of redemption found in Christ Jesus and to live each day shaped by your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.